We are praise. I love that song, Marvin. Keep it moving.
Got to.
Woo! And that's how you and the kids are able to keep this move. That's what Melinda would have wanted you to do.
Absolutely.
And we got Pastor Marvin Sapp hanging out inside the afternoon praise party. This is how we do it on a thankful Thursday. And I'm so thankful to you because I know you've been through a lot, but you always come out and you share with us and you bless us. And I just keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I think I will.
And we just, you know, we just concerned and we, you know, we love you and everything. Mm-hmm. And you know now we've been talking, all right?
I'm just saying,
you Saints. Know, are you dating? Because, you know, sometimes people have their own opinion. Well, I think he should do some more healing before he dates. And, you know, we have all these rumors out here that you're dating a reality TV star. And, of course, I had some conversations with people. I'm like, well, wait a minute. He is a grown man, mm-hmm. and he is human, mm-hmm. and he is single. Mm-hmm. What's the problem? How do you take stuff like that?
Well, you know, I've had to answer this question probably more lately than
that's all the blogs and stuff
before.
I'm sure
and this is how I answer it. You know, my personal business mm-hmm. is
my personal business. Thank you, hallelujah.
That's number one.
Okay, come on now.
The only people that I really have to answer to mm-hmm. is Marvin the second, mm-hmm. Michaela and Madison.
That's right, because you are a package deal.
Yeah, we are. So, you know, I tell people all the time, and I say it like this, she is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
She is very, very beautiful.
Yes.
But we're not dating.
Okay, she's your friend.
But she is my
and
friend.
And you can do that.
Right.
Because you're a grown man.
Right.
And what's wrong with having a friend? You go to dinner, you go to a movie. And how do your kids, and see, I always think about that too. When people are always yakking,
right.
keep in mind about the children too, because kids are mean and kids can be rude in school.
Absolutely.
And then they'll come after your children. And that bothers me as a mother. Be very careful what you say about the parent.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they feel about daddy even thinking about dating again?
I mean, we sat down and we've talked about mm-hmm. it. I mean, and I've been very, very open and honest mm-hmm. with them about, you know, being lonely and,
yeah.
you know, just really wanting to be able to sit across the table
mm-hmm.
and, you know, have an adult conversation
yeah.
with somebody of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, they're kids
yeah.
and they're going through the process of healing as well.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest with you, they're good. They're like, you know, daddy, it would be selfish for us
Aww.
To, you know, not want you to be happy.
Mm.
So, you know, my baby girl, she said it. I talked to her first because she got to be with me the longest.
That's right.
And then I talked to my middle child. And then mm. you know, I talked to my son. And my son is on the bubble. And mm. I understand why, because of his mom.
Absolutely.
And but, you know, he understands going on 18
mm-hmm.
that, you know, daddy's not Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are certain things that I'm going to want to do and sit across and have those conversations.
Absolutely.
So my kids are very, very open to that. And I'm thankful because, you know, it's funny. I didn't know this. And mm-hmm. this is a joke, but it's true. When my wife was in remission,
mm-hmm.
she had a conversation with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me maybe about 4 or 5 months after mom had passed. My middle child, Michaela, she's the jokester. And she said, she said, you know, dad, mom had a conversation with us, and she said to us that if anything should happen to her,
mm-hmm.
that she would be good. You know, she wouldn't be angry or anything. She would just want me to be happy.
Oh, my God.
And that means if I ever decided to remarry again, that she would be all right with that. And I said to my kids, we were sitting at dinner at the Olive Garden. This is the true story. We were sitting at the Olive Garden.
Wow.
I said, your mama said that for real? She said, yeah, daddy, but you know we can't honor every request.
Mama said, but this is what we're saying right now.
We can't honor every request. So, you know, so you just have to be very, very sensitive,
yeah.
you know, with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it's been 2 years. I'm not in no hurry
mm-hmm.
because, you know, being single is new to me.
Yeah, you've been out of the game for a long time.
Girl, and I'm telling you that it is.
It's different?
It's different for me.
Uh-huh.
And I think the reason why it's different for me is because of notoriety,
mm-hmm.
popularity,
oh, yeah.
the assumption of money,
mm-hmm.
and the anointing. And, you know, all of those things are attractive.
Of course. So you got to be so careful with that.
Yeah, yep, yep, yep. But I think, too, that, you know, because I was in a cave for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I tell people all the time.
A love cave,
yeah,
okay?
I was in a love cave
okay,
for 20
you.
Years.
Uh-huh.
My concepts and ideas as it pertains to relationships and how to approach them can be a little antiquated. Or I'm just an individual that still believes in chivalry.
Amen.
And then I also believe, and I said this earlier to someone, I said, you know, fidelity and commitment is in my DNA. Mm. So, you know, I know how to treat a woman. I know how to be committed.
Yes.
I know how to be faithful if she's the right one.
If she's the right one.
And, you know, I'm going to look when I'm ready to look.
Mm-hmm.
And where I look is no one's business.
No one's business. Well, in case somebody just want to kind of fall, like, you know, in front of you, what are you looking for in a woman? Are there certain qualities she should have?
Absolutely. She has to be unbelievably attractive by the world standard.
All right now. Come on.
You know, my wife was... that
fabulous
thing. Absolutely.
Yes.
And I have no problem with telling anybody she wasn't just
gorgeous.
Fine to me. She wasn't beauty and eyes of
beholder. Inside and out.
She was beautiful by the world standards. So mm-hmm. she has to be unbelievably attractive. Mm-hmm. Smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love geeky smart women. Mm-hmm. I really do. Have her own thing going on.
That's right.
I mean, you know, be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, my whole thing is when you have your own, you don't lose yourself in an individual.
Come on, yeah.
And but, you know, this is going to offend some, mm-hmm. But I ain't looking for no first lady.
Really?
No.
So, when you've been a pastor, it's not a first lady, and because your wife was the first lady.
But let me explain what I mean by I'm not looking for no first lady.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for a woman who has the passion and desire to want to come in and be in position in church.
Mm,
because my wife's DNA is so strong in my church.
Yes, Lord.
That there's no way possible that she's going to be able to come in and take over women's ministry and,
ain't
you know,
happen.
Desire to be co-pastor.
I can't see that happen.
All that kind of stuff. It's not going to happen.
Uh-uh.
It's not. They're not going to let it happen.
Yeah.
What I'm looking for, and honestly, when I got married years ago, that's what I needed to build to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now everything is
yeah, you guys built it
and it's on autopilot.
Wow.
So now what I want is I just want somebody that just wants me.
Amen. A wife. Just be
that's
my wife.
It. I just want a wife, you know, and I know when I want it
mm-hmm.
and I know I don't want it right now.
Amen.
So if you come in tonight,
you want to fall out in front of me, I'm just letting you know right now. I ain't looking.
I'm going to dinner. That's all I'm doing. I just want to have somebody to eat with.
And absolutely. I mean,
and not, you know, feel the pressure of you know where is this going?
Yeah,
I mean, my God,
you're still healing.
I mean, where is it going? It's going to dinner.
That's it.
And just because I take you to an expensive restaurant, don't mean that you know it's this is something I like expensive food.
Absolutely. So let's keep it all being
it
real.
It's just
being real.
So I mean, you know, I haven't dated much. Trust me.
Okay.
So you know, I've been out on a couple.
I'm just trying to figure out when you have time because you always.
I don't. I'm always busy, and that's my point. I'm always doing something. But you know, I've been out a couple times mm-hmm. and with friends.
Yes.
And you know, it's
pretty much y'all mind your business because I'm gonna mind mine.
Thank you.
How about that?
God bless
Brand
your heart and
city.
All your parts.
Yeah. All your parts. I win. Well, his store is April 3rd, but we have a book coming out. Let's talk about the real
I got
quick.
A book coming
we
out called I Win, and it comes out in the fall of the year. And then I have three books that you can go on my website marvisapp.com. And you can get them. One is called Stepping Out of the Promise. Another one is called Diary of a Psalmist. And then you can get Never Would Have Made It. And Never Would Have Made It is a reflections book that you can purchase. Or you can purchase my daughter's book, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, that's your baby girl.
My daughter, she's 13. She wrote a book during the time when her mother was going through chemo.
Wow.
And my wife, you know, she was acting out. And my wife suggested that she journal.
Wow.
And then told me, she said, baby, you need to read Michaela's journal. And I was like, am I supposed to do that? She said, you can read it. You can read it. And we began to read her journal. And we was like, this is a book. So, you know, she was helping her to do it. And then my wife's health turned so bad for the worse, I had to help her conclude it and also had to make sure that we had it edited properly. And it's called The Girl Behind the Mask, The Diary of Marvin Sapp's Daughter. And yesterday she was at a couple of the public schools in our city reading from the book and dealing with the things that she dealt with and how she processed mom passing. And they asked her a ton of questions. She sold about 2,000 or 3,000 books. So she's doing very, very well.
And
we self-published those.
Too.
So they can go on my website, marvinsapp.com.
Okay.
And they can either download it as an ebook or they can order it and have it shipped to them. Or they can follow me at on Twitter at Marvin Sapp,
yes.
Or they can follow me on the official Marvin Sapp page on Facebook, or just go to my website, marvinsapp.com.
I'm telling you guys, Twitter is so worth it because I love Marvin's motivational moments.
Yeah.
They help us get through so much, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.
And you're going to have a listening event tonight at Sharon Baptist Church,
absolutely.
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
And it's free?
Free.
For real.
And I'm telling you, I'm going to be singing like a madman.
So
everything you want to hear. Never Would Have Made It, Best in Me.
Oh, you just don't take us
in. I'm going to sing all the songs people love and enjoy.
I love that.
Thank you.
Well, Marvin Sapp, I thank you so much for being transparent.
Thank you
for spending the time with us today. May God continue to bless you and keep you and just keep on allowing him to use you.
I cannot wait
to see how the CD sales will happen on next Tuesday, April 3rd.
Absolutely.
When I Win comes out.
Well, I'm looking forward to great things. Thank you, sis.
Absolutely. Keep the victory going.
She let me sit on her show all this time.
Yeah, because
cool.
You know I love you.
Girl,
you know, you don't start crying now.
Thank you, girl. I tell you.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.